Hello, that's right. You're listening to The Naked Scientists, and Kat and Mia are in charge this week. Chris is away. Hooray! Hooray! But so I hope you're enjoying the show without Chris, but he will be back soon. Anyway, over the past few years, some researchers have found evidence to suggest that stem cells may play an important role in cancer. Now, Kat's already been talking to us a little bit about stem cells already today, but we sent out our roving reporter, Sabina McKinnowitz, to find out more.
To begin my quest in exploring the role of stem cells in cancer, I thought I'd find out what a stem cell is. So I went to the Wellcome Trust Centre for Stem Cell Research and I asked a stem cell researcher.
Stem cells are a really amazing cell type. They are defined by two very special properties. The first is self-renewal. Self-renewal is the capacity to make identical copies of themselves. And the second property that defines a stem cell is the ability to differentiate into more specialised cell types. We break stem cells into two different categories, if you like. Embryonic, which have the capacity to make any type of tissue, and then more specialised stem cells, which we call adult stem cells, which are restricted to a particular type of cell, be it brain tissue, be it skin tissue, and so on.
Jason Ray, who is researching stem cell programming. I'm off to see John Stingle, breast cancer specialist in Cambridge University's pathology department, to ask him what cancer is and how stem cells are involved.
We actually believe that cancer is a disease of stem cells. Stem cells are normally involved in the formation of an organ, and all cancer is organ formation gone wrong. Cancer is a disease where you require multiple genetic mutations to get a tumor. For example, if you don't have just one mutation and get a tumor, because if that was the case, we would all be dead. So you actually probably need 5 to 7 mutations. The probability of a cell getting a mutation is actually very low. It's like, you know, 1 in 1,000,000. It's kind of like, you know, trying to win a lottery prize. However, if you have a cell that has the capacity to produce lots of daughter cells, such as a stem cell, if you can mutate a stem cell, but then that stem cell produces 1,000,000 daughter cells, now you have 1,000,000 cells that already have one genetic mutation. So your probability of one of those cells getting a second mutation is actually quite high. And then one of those cells, that cell that becomes mutated, it'll produce 1,000,000 daughter cells. And one of those will become mutated, and so on. And that's how you can acquire, say, 5 mutations.
A lot of research is being conducted to look at how stem cells work and what their role in cancer is. Brian Huntley is an expert in stem cell self-renewal, and he's working with leukemia at the Cambridge Institute for Medical Research. I asked him how current research is directed by a need for better cancer treatment.
Treatment of malignant disease is still very ineffective, and most patients have relapse and progression of disease, and many patients still die from the malignant disorders. However, when you initially have a tumour, and regardless of the tumour type, and regardless of the therapy, whether that be chemotherapy, whether that be radiotherapy or some of the neuroimmunotherapies, there is usually a reduction in the size of the tumour mass. Sometimes it's very dramatic, sometimes it actually disappears. However, we know that the vast majority of patients have regrowth of that tumour, either in the same place or what's called a metastasis, so that's in another place. And that would suggest, following on from the cancer stem cell hypothesis, that we are killing the cells that form the bulk of the tumour but are not able to regrow it, whilst we are sparing the cancer stem cells. We would ideally want to target the critical cells which cause the propagation and the regrowth of the tumour. We need to know more about these cancer stem cells, how they differ from normal stem cells, and we need to be specifically targeting them to show improvements in cancer therapy.
That was Sabina McKinnowitz getting to grips with cancer stem cells.